to be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. So I would like to quote something very interesting I read. Whatever vessel the water is kept in, whatever vessel the water is kept in, it assumes this shape, right? It takes the shape and the form. Likewise, whatever thoughts you engage in, whatever thoughts you engage in, the mind is like that vessel which is forming that shape and taking the shape and form of those thoughts. This was said by Patanjali. But it is so beautiful because, you know, it just tells a lot about ourselves, that this entire race of thoughts, emotions, and whatever is going on in our mind, we think it's real. It might be some conversation you had with your helper, your maid, your driver, which has left an impact. Maybe an argument with your spouse or your boss. But we start assuming that that's us, right? I'm unhappy or I'm angry, and you feel the emotions and you feel the rage inside and the heartbeat racing and your face going red and your palpitation happening and sweating in the hands, and you're like, oh, I need to like just, this is real because I'm feeling it. Yes, you're feeling it in the bodily level because you've assumed that whatever shape of those thoughts and emotions were, that's who you are. Has it happened with you? So meditation and mindfulness are those tools which help you to step a little away. And even if it happens, okay, even if you get like irritated or there's some emotions which are coming up, you tend to step a little away quickly and say, okay, this is happening. I am watching it happen. I am not the one who's creating this. I'm not the protagonist, okay? I am stepped away and I'm watching what is happening. When you start perceiving life like that, imagine what a relief it will be. And that's what happens with regular practices of mindfulness meditation over months and days and years. Those are the fruits of your practices which you'll get. You need a community in which you practice. You need grace of a master, for sure. I think just watching YouTube videos and learning how to meditate is not going to help. I think, at least in my experience, you definitely need a proper teacher who can guide you through the process. So you don't have any fear of closing your eyes, sitting in a corner. It can be quite daunting, right, when you start your practices initially, and if you haven't had guidance, stayed in amongst people who've done this over years, it can be a little scary experience that you're closing your eyes and now what, and a lot of sensations can happen, a lot of things happen inside. But I would really suggest that you go through the right channel, find the right teacher, right type of technique, and practice it just like you practice any other thing. I found my techniques in the Art of Living Foundation, the Sudarshan Kriya, which I do every day, and I had such profound experiences that I decided to continue those practices, and it's been probably the 20th year I'm still doing those practices. I'm also a trainer of Art of Living Foundation. I have been a volunteer with them for the longest time for their rehabilitation programs, young adult programs, underprivileged children. They've been doing quite a bit in that space across countries. I have stayed outside India, but wherever I have gone, you know, so this organization is everywhere. Fantastic work going on in conflict resolution. I think the foundation is so active. The moment you are part of such a group who's working towards bringing in a change, who's working towards leaving a greener planet behind, who's working towards collectively bringing a change around, it uplifts you, you know, it uplifts your state of consciousness, pulls you out of your chattering mind. If nothing else, if you're struggling to come out of your chattering mind, join these courses. You'll snap out of your chattering mind just like that in the first half an hour, you know, one day of practicing these techniques. And you realize that what a trap, what a trap it is to be stuck in this box, which is playing very loud music, and that box is your own mind because you have not cultivated it. You have not cultured your mind to calm down, to step out and just observe what's going on and not be a participant. Yes, these things are possible. I wish someone had told me this 30 years ago. And I was young and I had so many questions. It is quite scary being a teenager because you have so much going on in your head, right? And these days there's also social media, and social media is so full of information and stimulus. But still, in terms of getting that someone who can really coach you or guide you, you know, whether and validate that you're thinking in the right way. It's not about approving what you're thinking. It's validating your emotions and feelings. I think that's a basic any teenager or young person needs these days. And if I had someone to guide me through all of that, I would have started my journey into mindfulness much, much earlier. I started in 20s. But no regret. I am so in gratitude that I started my journey when it had to start, when it was meant to start. But all I'm saying is a message to also the young adults out there. You know, there's a lot of information. You know, the smartphone penetration has happened. Everybody has a smartphone. As young as a 10-year-old has a phone, a personal mobile device in their hands. Information is not wisdom. Information is not knowledge. To get wisdom, you need to spend time with people who are knowledgeable, who lived life, and they will tell you from their experiences. Just a message for all the young adults. I'll leave you here, but I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, bye.